tonight, our guest, welcome, is Tracy Gale.
Thank you.
Welcome, Tracy. And you're smiling now, but I'm about ready to cast you overboard. So you're going to get some sound effects. I usually have a little help. You can help out if you like. But here we go. We're going to cast you away. Man overboard! I mean, woman overboard! Okay, you've landed upon your beach. So you've landed upon your beach, and Tracy Gale, before we get into who you are and what songs you've chosen and why, tell us just a little bit about who you are and a little bit about your life, what you do here in Sitka.
Okay. I've been in Sitka for almost 18 years, and I am a pharmacist over at Search. I've got two kids and a husband here in Search, in Sitka. And let's see, I like to hike a lot, kayak, climb the mountains, everything like that.
And having some good weather to do that in. So you've been here about 18 years, you said?
Yep.
All right. And my next question then, because we'll learn a little bit more about you as we go along, but you get our guests get to choose what kind of island they are on. It can be any kind you like. It can be a southeast type island. It can be a sunny island. What kind of island did you picture when I asked you to do this?
You know, I kind of didn't really think about it, so let's see. I like the sun, so it would have to be sunny, but I also like the rain, so there'd need to be some rain.
Okay.
There'd need to be some seasons.
You're creating an island here.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what that would be.
Would there be like a white sand beach, or would there be rocky beach, or a little bit of both?
There'd be both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've got like a little
and
microcosm.
And there'd be forests. There would have to be some mountains.
Any animals?
Lots of animals, but no snakes or spiders.
Okay. Fair enough. I always like when there's monkeys on an island, so.
Monkeys are a little scary.
Yeah.
Some of them.
Some monkeys.
I like big
are
monkeys.
Scary.
I like apes. Apes okay. could be there.
Okay.
Big cats.
All right. Okay, well, we are going to launch right into some music here since we got a little bit of a late start. And sorry about that. The first song you've chosen is Jolene by
the White Stripes.
By the White Stripes. Now, why did you choose? Some people might be familiar with the song Jolene, but they might
probably
not be familiar
Dolly
with this version.
Dolly Parton's Jolene, mm-hmm. which is really the version that I was thinking of because it makes me think of my mother.
Mm-hmm. Is your mom's name Jolene?
No. My mom's name is Kathy. But she used to listen to a lot of country music when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember the song. But I also remember watching the Dolly Parton show
mm-hmm.
and the big butterfly dress and that fun stuff. And I like the song, but I really like the song when the White Stripes sing it. More so than the Dolly Parton version.
All right. And so what you chose this, though, for your 10 songs. That's all you can have.
Because it makes me think of my mom.
Okay.
And my mom's pretty cool.
All right.
Blackpool lights. I heard George Harrison say the Beatles used to go and see Blackpool lights. What is that? Different place altogether? I'm in the right place, the wrong time? That's how I feel every day.
So that was Sometimes I Have a Heartache from Big Mama Thornton. And Tracy, our guest who we've deserted on the island, why did you choose that song?
I chose that song because I love the blues. And I needed to have a blues tune on the island.
All right. And why do you love the blues so much?
I lived in Chicago for 4 years while I was going to college.
And where did you go to college?
University of Illinois at Chicago.
Okay.
And I went to quite a few blues bars during that time. Actually, it's kind of a wonder that I got out of school, but it was a really significant part of my life, and I really loved the music there. Mm-hmm. So I spent a lot of time listening to it.
So, Tracy, did you grow up in Chicago?
I did not. I grew up in a very small town in Illinois, a little farm town, about 4,000 people.
What's the name of that town?
Geneseo.
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 All right. And so you grew up not listening to the blues necessarily?
No.
What kind of music did you grow up listening to?
Mostly it was radio, I think. My mom liked country music, but mm-hmm. she also listened to the Top 40. Mm-hmm. She didn't really branch out much, but I do remember that she had a Janis Joplin Pearl album that actually became a favorite at a young age.
I bet.
But other than that, she was kind of a Tammy Wynette, George Jones kind of a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Hence the Jolene song at the beginning.
Yeah. All and then right. I was in high school heavily influenced by older friends, and that was kind of the Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd era.
Right.
And then when I got to college, expanded so much more.
And being in Chicago opened up a whole new world
fabulous.
Of music, I'm sure.
Yeah. Live music. Yeah. All the concerts. Yeah, it was fabulous. Right.
So I wanted to ask you, how did you come to Sitka from Chicago? Did you come from Chicago to Sitka?
No. I went from Chicago to Oregon. And lived in Oregon for about 4.5 years.
And were you a pharmacist there?
I was. I graduated from Chicago, and I took a job with the Indian Health Service and the Warm Springs Reservation in Oregon, which is really beautiful. It's just north of Bend, just south of Mount Hood. So it was a really nice place to be, a lot of river rafting and skiing. Nice. And then I came up actually to Juneau to fill in at the pharmacy there. And
just because it's part of the Indian Health Service, is that?
Yeah, they do a thing called temporary duty where you can come in and fill in for people that need help if you've got extra time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I came up to Juneau in May, and we had planned to take the ferry all over. The kids were just babies, and we thought that we were going to be able to pop off the ferry and hike around and take the kids up the mountains. We had a double stroller and a tent and backpacks, and that was about it.
Wow.
And went to Ketchikan, came to Sitka, and it was quite the adventure, but we fell in love with it.
All right.
And then we moved to Sitka about 5 months later.
Wow. And I'm sorry, I didn't hear if you said your children were born here? No, you brought
my children
your kids
were born
up here.
Oregon,
that's right. Okay.
And they were, I think Ruby was 10 months old and Cooper was 21 months old.
Wow.
Something like that.
Wow.
So it was really exciting to be camping in Juneau with pouring rain where you can't set your kid down on the floor, but it was, or on the ground. But it was really fun. It was a great trip.
All right. And Cooper and Ruby, those are your children.
Right.
And they're graduated now, correct?
Yeah, they're both in college now.
All right. Well, gonna move on to your next song.
Okay.
Let's see. This is Laurie Anderson?
Yes.
Okay, Laurie Anderson. Tell us
so Laurie
what
Anderson,
song this is.
This
and
is Little Red Dress. It's kind of a feminist song, but that's why I like it.
Okay.
It's very cool. I actually saw Laurie Anderson when I was living in Chicago and just kind of fell in love with all of her stuff.
And why would you want this song with you on the island?
I don't know. It just is kind of sassy and it kind of makes you feel good about yourself. And I don't know. It's a good song.
What would you imagine doing while you were listening to this song?
Don't know.
Being sassy.
Being sassy. Walking around. Taking charge of my island.
All right. Beautiful red dress from Laurie Anderson.
Well, I was down at the Zigzag. That's the Zigzag Bar in Green. And everybody was talking at once, and it was getting real true. But I don't care, I'm on a roll, I'm on a wild ride. Cause the moon is full and the gal, baby, I'm at high tide. I've got a beautiful red dress, and you look really good, step aside. I've got some beautiful new red shoes, they look so fine. I've got 105 the other day. I won the lottery. I mean, lots of money. I got so excited, I ran into my place and I said, hey, is anybody home? Nobody answered, but I guess that's not too weird. Since I lived alone, I've got a beautiful red dress. You look really good. Stay.
We're gonna save it.
could just go on and on and on. It's night. I've got a headache.
Living in a curve in the road, an old tar paper shack, south side of the town, on the wrong side of the tracks. Sometimes on the way into town, we say, Mama, can't we stop and give a ride? Sometimes we did, but she shook her head and her hands flew from her side.
Oh,
Okay, we are back. That was Victoria Williams with Crazy Mary. I'm not familiar with Victoria Williams. Tell us a little bit about her.
You know, I'm not exactly sure when I discovered her, but I really like her voice a lot. And yeah. All of her songs tell stories about people or towns, and they're really interesting. And they've done a tribute album of her songs, different people. Like Pearl Jam did this song as a fundraiser for MS because she has MS.
Oh,
yeah.
I'd heard when you mentioned Pearl Jam, I'd heard the Pearl Jam version. I didn't realize that it was a cover.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Okay. And she has MS, you said?
She does, yeah.
And so why'd you pick that song? Just
I like it.
Just because you like it. All right. That's okay. So the song before that, I just wanted to mention Laurie Anderson song?
Laurie Anderson, yeah.
There was kind of an oceany, kind watery of a little bit, thing, yeah, going on there. I liked that. It kind of, I could see that on the island.
Yeah. I would have to have my red dress on the island too.
Yes. Well, you've got a beautiful dress on tonight, so... Might as well be red, I suppose, for that song. So we're here on Ear Bones tonight on Raven Radio. My name is Rachel, and I am with our deserted island guest, Tracy Gale, and we've shoved her off the boat, and she's landed on an island, and she's got her 10 songs with her. And we're almost halfway through the list. Tracy, you mentioned that you came up here about 18 years ago and you went to school in Chicago. I guess I was starting to wonder, when did you become like aware of music? When did you start listening to music that you're aware of?
You know, it was in college. Well, undergrad, I went to Champaign-Urbana. And, mm-hmm, you know, that's a campus of like 40,000 kids. So you're just exposed to so many things. And mm-hmm, that's where I was exposed to most of the music that I listened to.
So, but you were saying when you grew up, your mom listened to a lot of
we always
pop
had the radio
and stuff like
the
that.
The radio was always on. There was always music in the house.
Yeah.
So.
But when you're saying in college, you mean like your first experience with.
Like, so the town I grew up is very, you know, very small. It's a farm town. Not a lot of diversity in the town at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went to college, and there's just all these different people, all these different ethnicities, different kinds of music, different kinds of food, mm-hmm, you know, different everything. And it was fabulous. And I was one of those people that was, I got to get the heck out of this town or I'm going to die. So it was... For me, it was great to go to this huge campus where I was anonymous. I loved that.
Mm-hmm.
But to be able to be exposed to all of the different things that were available there, too, was really fabulous.
And a lot of live music.
Yeah. And I love to dance. So that's one thing that we share.
yes,
so
we do.
Any kind of live music that I can dance to, I'm a happy girl.
All right. So... I had a good question for you and now I've forgotten it. So I'll have to think of another one. Just you're a pharmacist here in Sitka,
mm-hmm,
and you work at Search. And why did you become a pharmacist?
It wasn't actually my choice. I kind of didn't know what I wanted to do. I still kind of don't know what I want to do.
When you grow up.
I'm still waiting for that big epiphany that this is what I should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother drilled into me that I needed to be able to take care of myself no matter what. Mm-hmm. And honestly, when I started pharmacy school, I didn't even know what a pharmacist did because we never went to the doctor. We didn't get sick. I don't know. So it was a huge learning curve.
What does a pharmacist do?
Oh, God.
Because maybe other people don't know. I know because I know you, but...
All kinds of things. We manage drug therapy. We counsel patients on how to use their meds correctly. We give advice to doctors on prescribing drugs and dosing. We look at the body and what's wrong with the body and how the drugs are going to affect that, or how the people can metabolize their drugs, and we make adjustments based on that. Mm-hmm. Pharmacists are starting to manage therapy now to help doctors get their patients to where they want to be. Like if somebody has diabetes and they want to have their blood sugars at a certain level, mm-hmm. there's a lot of places where pharmacists are used to make that happen, to do the counseling with the patients, to adjust the medications, things like that.
Okay. Yep. So not just you're going to hit me for this probably, but
giving
not just
pills?
Not just giving out pills, huh?
No.
All right.
Thank God. Right. That would be really boring.
Well, and before we move on to the music, I know that there's a couple passions that you have in your life besides music and dancing. But one of the cool things that I know about you is you teach a body combat course. And what is that?
Body combat is a group fitness class with mixed martial arts. So it combines a lot of boxing and taekwondo and Muay Thai, just to help people get in shape.
And do you fight other people in this class?
No, there's no physical contact. Thank God. Because I really am a pacifist. But it's really fun. It's fun music. Not music I would typically listen to, but it's really fun to move around to. It's fast paced and it's
good music to punch to. All right, well, let's see, coming up next is Babylon,
David Gray.
All right, tell us a little bit about that.
My sister actually turned me on to David Gray. She sent me the CD many years ago. Anyway, it's one of those CDs you just listen to, and it kind of just puts you in this place that's really good. Mm-hmm. My daughter and I listen to it a lot and sing along to it a lot, so it would just it's just a nice thing to have on the island to think about people I love.
All right.
Friday night, I'm going nowhere. All the lights are changing, green to red. Turning over TV stations, situations running through my head. Looking back through time, you know it's clear that I've been blind, I've been a fool. To open up my heart to all that jealousy, that bitterness, that ridicule. Saturday, I'm running wild, and all the lights are changing, red to green. Moving through the crowds, I'm pushing, chemicals are rushing in my bloodstream. Only wish that you were here. You know I'm seeing it so clear. I've been afraid to show you how I really feel. Admit to some of those bad mistakes I've made. And if you want it, come and get it. Crying out loud. The love that I was giving you was never in doubt. Let go of your heart, let go of your head, and feel it now. Let go of your heart, let go of your head, and feel it now. Babylon, Babylon. Babylon. the hour, the lights in London, shining sky is fading, red to blue. Kicking through the autumn leaves and wondering where it is you might be going to. Turning back for home, you know I'm feeling so alone, I can't believe. Climbing on the stair, I turn around to see you smiling there in front of me. And if you want it, come and get it, crying out loud. The love that I was giving you was never in doubt. Then go in your heart, then go in your head, and fail it now. Then go in your heart, then go in your head, and fail it now. Then go in your heart, then go in your head, and fail it now. Then go in your heart, then go in your head, and fail it now. Babylon, Babylon.
Abuse, and all my lyrics go unused.
And that was Amy with Amy Winehouse. So I'm here with Tracy Gale. Just to remind you, you're listening to Ear Bones here on Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. It's just about 10 minutes after 9 o'clock on this beautiful Friday evening, June 28th. And I'm your host, Rachel. I'm alone tonight. I'm usually with Ken. But I have cast someone away, and her name is Tracy Gale. And we're listening to the 10 songs that she would have with her if she were deserted on an island for maybe the rest of her life. So we're hearing stories about that. And we're going to talk a little bit about the music we just heard, and then we're going to hear about the dessert she would have on her deserted island. So, Tracy, that was Amy Winehouse. What about that song is special for you?
Nothing. It's just fun. I don't know. It's kind of a seduction song.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of fun to think about.
And it would, but why did it make it to your list?
You know, it's just really, it's the music, the beat of the music, and the, I don't know what the weird instrument is in there. That's mm-hmm. kind of, sounds kind of Turkish almost.
Right.
But I really like it.
I wonder if it's a clarinet, maybe? I don't know.
Maybe it's an oboe or something. It's just something weird.
Some woodwind.
But I really like it. And it's, I just like, I like the beat.
Well, you know what? I bet it's a saxophone. Could it be some kind of saxophone?
Oh, with a mute in it. Possibly.
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah, I know. What do we know?
I was a drummer.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I know, me too. Me too. There we go. So I know you like dancing, so you're probably dancing around on your island to that song.
Yeah.
We've come to the point in the show where you get to share your dessert that you would have on your deserted island. And I don't know if this is your favorite dessert or if it's just something you feel like you just couldn't live without on your island.
You know, it's one of my favorite desserts. It's definitely my go-to dessert when I have to make a dessert.
Uh-huh.
But it's a chocolate espresso cheesecake.
All right. That sounds great.
Do I need
and
to
I see you have your,
you
wow,
anything?
a well thumbed cookbook here. Oh my gosh.
With chocolate splattered all over the pages.
Looks like that is a well-used cookbook and a very well-used recipe. And just so our listeners and so Tracy knows, we will be posting Tracy's song list on Raven Radio, kcaw.org, and we'll also be posting her chocolate espresso cake. Was that what it was? It's a cake.
It's a cheesecake.
Cheesecake. Mm-hmm. Chocolate espresso cheesecake recipe. And how did you discover this recipe? Is it what cookbook is it from?
It's from the Fiddlehead. So I don't know if anybody's eaten at the Fiddlehead in Juneau.
Right.
It's
is the
no
Fiddlehead
longer
still
open,
right?
No.
Okay.
But they have this cookbook.
I think many least Southeast Alaskans have this cookbook.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, I don't know. I just started looking through it and trying stuff, and this is one of the ones that kind of stuck.
Yeah.
And it's kind of my signature dessert to bring.
All right.
Yeah.
And to bring to your island.
And to bring to my island, because that will give me lots of energy.
All right. Well, speaking of energy, I happen to know something about you. It's actually how we met, you and I, that we were both New Archangel dancers.
Yeah.
Or we joined at the same time.
At the same time.
Back in the year 2000.
Yep.
And tell us a little bit about your experience with the dancers. What you do and stuff.
Yeah, it was great. I met so many people that I would have never met otherwise. It was just a really great way to meet different people within the town.
I'm sorry, just wanted to say that the New Archangel Dancers, for those of you who might not know, is a local folk dancing group, Russian folk dancing, of all women. And women do the dancing for the men and the women's roles in the folk dancing.
Yes, I was
and
a man.
And it's quite athletic. And yes, I was going to say, okay.
I was a male dancer. Mm-hmm. So mostly jumps and a lot of squat kicks, things like that. For me, it was if I could power through it, then I could probably do it. But if I had to do spins and little things like that, there's no way.
I was a girl dancer. So, and what I want to ask you what you felt about being on stage as a Russian dancer, because you have to perform in front of large
really
groups of people.
Yeah, it was really nerve-wracking at first. And then you kind of get used to it. And then it actually does get to be fun. And it was actually fun to go out and meet the people afterwards and kind of hear their stories. They were really cool people.
Yeah.
And they were really appreciative and they loved being in Sitka. So that part of it was great.
Cool. Good. And then another part of your dancing I happen to know, because I happen to do it with you too, is belly dancing.
Yeah. I did that for a very brief time.
Yeah.
And during that brief time, I managed to buy all kinds of stuff on eBay. So at some point, I needed to get back to it to justify all my purchases.
So you can jingle those coins. And,
exactly, yes.
All right.
Sway those hips.
Belly dancing is very different from Russian dancing.
Very different.
Yeah. You're more of a fluidy.
Yeah. It's really fun, though.
It is. It is very fun. I like doing
both. And the clothes
both.
Are really fun. Yeah. For people that like to dress up.
Yeah, it's and really jingle fun. When you
and
walk.
And jingle, yes.
All right. Well, let's get back to some music here. What do we have coming up? Lyle Lovett.
Lyle Lovett. I love Lyle Lovett. A lot of diverse things. This song is called Church. Uh-huh. And I like it because of the music, the beat of it, the rhythm. But the story basically is, they're sitting in church and the preacher's going to keep on preaching and everybody's hungry. And it's like just this really great kind of, I don't know, Southern Baptist type. You got the big choir. I grew up Catholic. There's nothing like this in my church. And I wish there was, because maybe I'd still go to church. But, you know, it's just to me, it seemed really fun.
I went to church last Sunday so I could sing and pray. But something quite unusual happened on that day. My church, it started right on time, just like it does without a doubt. And everything was all just fine, except when it came time to let us out. You know, the preacher, he kept preaching. He told us, I have one more thing to say. Children, before you think of leaving, you better think about the judgment day. Now, everyone got nervous, because everyone was hungry too. Everyone was wondering what was the next thing he would do. And he kept preaching. He said, now I remind you, if I may, you all better pay attention, or I might decide to preach all day. Everyone was getting so hungry. The old one started feeling ill, and the weak one started passing out. And the young ones, they could not sit still, and the preacher's voice rose high. I snuck up to the balcony and I crept into the choir. And I begged them, brothers, sisters, help me please. I said, when I give you a signal, I said, when I raise up my hands, won't you please join with me together? And praise the Lord, I have a plan. And the preacher, he kept preaching. Long is the struggle, hard to fight. And I prayed, Father, please forgive me. And then I stood up and with all my might I sang to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher said. Now it's to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. Yes, and I did give a signal. Yes, and I raised up my hand. And then joined with me the choir. Said, every woman, a child, and man, I sang to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go eat. We've got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher said. Now it's to the Lord, let praises be. stopped preaching, and a hush the church did fill. And then a great white dove from up above landed on the windowsill. And the dove flew down beside him, a fork appeared right in his hand. Everybody watching, the preacher ate that bird right there. And then everyone got really nervous, and the preacher, he did start to glow. And as we watched on in disbelief, these were the words he spoke.
And the mama's in the kitchen, she's been there all day. I know she's cooking something good, so let's bow our heads and pray.
Sing to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher said. Sing to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go.
And the moral of this story, children, it is plain but true. God knows if a preacher preaches long enough, even he'll get hungry too. And he'll sing,
to the Lord let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher says. To the Lord let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. We got some beans.
Red Rooster there. That was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And that was from a Christmas album. Special Christmas. back here with Tracy Gale and her Deserted Island. And I think that was song number 8, maybe. And a Christmas song. I like that. So
yeah,
did you choose
to have Christmas on the Deserted Island.
Okay, so you're going to keep a calendar and...
No, we can celebrate it whenever we feel like...
I like that. Yes. I like that even better. So it's when you feel like having Christmas on the island, you're going to play...
Just play some Tom Petty.
All right.
I love Tom Petty. And I love Little Red Rooster. And that it's Tom Petty singing Little Red Rooster as a Christmas song. What could be better?
I know. I agree. That was very nice. So, Tracy, we've talked a little bit about what you do. You're a pharmacist at Search and how you got to Sitka. You came 18 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and you came up through the pharmacy, the Indian Health Service program. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And you've lived in Chicago. You went to school there and kind of got your big dose of live music in Chicago.
Yep.
You've really started listening to live music when you were in college in Champaign.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see, you're a belly dancer, you're a Russian New Archangel dancer. You like to dance. There, we've been having some dance songs here. And I guess when you were talking about songs and family, I know that you have siblings. Mm-hmm. What sibling are you in your group of siblings?
I am 3 of 4.
You're number 3 of 4.
Yeah, I have an older sister, an older brother, and a younger sister.
Okay. And I think you said your sister introduced you to David Gray, one of your sisters.
She actually was also the person that took me, I believe it was Peter Gabriel, when my freshman year of college.
You went to see Peter Gabriel?
Yeah. And that was incredible.
Nice.
And okay. So that was really a big eye opener.
And
that one.
Is this your older sister?
Yes.
And was she a pretty big music influence?
Yeah, she is actually. Well, no, I didn't. We didn't like the same music at all. We fought a lot, actually, but we do now.
Right.
No, my older sister was a goody two shoes, and she did everything perfect. So it was like my whole life was Oh, you're Kim's sister, kind of a thing.
Yeah. So, no, I know what
that
is. And
then my
like.
Poor brother got stuck because we had both of us that he was compared to all the time. But
well, and then you had a baby sister.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Be nice now. I'm a baby.
Yeah. No, she's great, actually.
All right. Well, let's see. We've got a couple more songs. Now, things have been getting a little more rocking as they go along, and I have a feeling we're getting ready to rock a little bit more.
We are.
Or maybe get funky. We've got James Brown coming up.
Yeah.
And what song is this? I got the feeling.
Yeah. I had a hard time choosing, actually. I really like James Brown. I really love the background brass and all the music that goes with it. I love to watch him dance, but it's just fun to dance to his music. When the kids were little, we used to dance around the living room a lot.
Uh-huh.
And so this was one of the albums we danced to a lot.
Cool. And I know that would be my cue to go into the song, but I'm not going to do that quite yet.
No.
I know, because I remembered what I wanted to ask you.
Okay.
I wanted to ask, and it's something we ask all our guests, so I'm glad I didn't forget. What was this process of imagining yourself on a deserted island with only 10 songs? And what was it like for you? Did you like the process?
Oh, it's really, really hard. If you asked me tomorrow, I'd have a different 10 songs.
Completely different.
Depending on what mood you're in at the time. And I have many moods, so... It would be, yeah, it was hard. In fact, my list has got about 30 songs on it.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I was up till about 12:30 last night agonizing over which songs to keep and which songs not to.
Right. So. I did see that. I remember early on, I asked you quite a long time ago about doing this, and
I waited till the last minute.
I was going to say, but one of the songs you mentioned that I don't think I saw on, I mean, certainly not on this list, but it didn't look like it even made the top 25. Do you know which song I'm talking about?
I don't remember, actually.
Billy, Don't Be a Hero.
Billy, Don't Be a Hero. Now, see, that song would remind me of my little sister. Because when we were little, we used to always make up dances to songs and then perform them for each other. And I actually was a huge Cher fan. And right? I always had the long hair, and I could mimic her perfectly. So I would take nightgowns and make these sexy dresses out of them and do all of her stuff. My sister, my little sister, really loved Billy Don't Be a Hero and would sing this around the house all over the place.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah, it was great.
But we're not going to play Billy Don't Be a Hero.
No, we are not.
It did not make the cut.
No. You know, and what's funny is that when you and Ken were gone and Rob and Holly did the show, mm-hmm. and they were doing a little bit of a different spin on the show. Mm-hmm. I think it was songs you wouldn't take to your island.
Okay.
And actually, they did play a Sonny and Cher song that I could sing along to every word, and I had a dance too.
Now, I know that you're a big Cher fan, so there's no Cher on
there's
this
no
list.
Cher.
So that surprises me.
I don't like her music all that much. I just like her.
All right. Okay, here we go. Well, with that, not leading into this next song, but we did talk about it earlier. This is, you're getting real funky now.
I'm starting to get funky.
With James Brown, I Got a Feeling. Mr. James Brown there. And I can definitely see you dancing around to that song, Tracy. So that was your second to last song that you would have with you on your deserted island. So we've got you, we had some blues, we had some, I don't know what to call Laurie Anderson.
I don't either.
I don't know, but that was nice. And Victoria Williams and David Gray, some Amy Winehouse, Lyle Lovett, which really kicked it up with the gospel stuff. Little Red Rooster, James Brown. So what are we going to end with? Oh, wait, no. I'm not going to ask you that yet. I have to do things in the proper order here. We are with Tracy Gale. She's shipwrecked on an island, and it's a little, what do you call that? A little, when it's its own little world, never mind. anyway, microcosm. Okay. She's on her own little microcosmic island where there's, forests and beach and, mountains and sand and
hopefully the wild animals sun. Are dancing with me.
There's some wild animals, no snakes, no spiders, no monkeys. I don't know about that.
Apes, remember?
Oh, that's right. That's right. Just no monkeys.
Those little screechy, teethy ones
that come with a little vest and a little hat.
Well, if they have a little vest and a hat, that'd be okay.
Okay. Organ grinder monkeys are okay. All right.
And flying monkeys would be okay. Although they really scared me in The Wizard of Oz.
So I think there are two kinds of people in the world. I think there are people that are scared by the flying monkeys in The Wizard of Oz. And I think there are people that think they are just the coolest thing ever. I happen to fall in the camp of they're the coolest thing ever.
And I was scared, but I was fascinated.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So maybe there's three then. All right. Well, I want to thank you, Tracy, for doing this. And I know you said it was very difficult, and I believe you. I know that you have struggled with the songs, and thank you for letting me only play 10. Cause I did get a long list. But we're going to play your last song now. It's, from the Presidents of the United States.
Mm-hmm. So the last song is actually the hardest song to pick, and I'm still not really sure this is the song I want, but this is really, it's got a really funky bass beat to it, and it's really fun to dance to. The one I really liked has some language that we couldn't really play. So,
and that was a Presidents of the United
States also. Yes.
And what's the name of that song?
Kitty.
Kitty. Okay. I know that song. And I happen to love that song, and I know why we can't play it. It'd be full of bleeps.
But I think GYP should play it.
All right. The Glory She's Prayed. All right. Well, the name of the song is Boll Weevil.
Boll Weevil.
Is this a cover of the Ike and Tina Turner song? Don't they have a song called Boll Weevil?
Oh, I don't know.
I wonder.
It's really funky, though. It could be, I suppose.
About a friend of mine. His name's Boll Weevil. Check him out. Spends all day on his big butt, and he don't ever get outside. I come to visit, I bring some sunshine, and I just spread it all over the fire. He's stuck on his big couch, stuck in his big shell. He looks at the TV. Why don't you get out of your home?
Said, I'm comfortable here. Don't wanna move, but don't wanna leave.
said, Bo Weevil, get right out of your home. Goodbye, I gotta stay awake some other day. Bye-bye, gotta go to sleep and let the tube shine. Let the tube shine. Let the tube shine. Let the tube shine. Now I'll tell you about Bo Weevil.
Presidents of the United States of America? Is that their full name? And that was Bo Weevil. And I just want to say that was not a cover of the Ike and Tina Turner song.
It's an original.
So, Tracy, that was your final song for your deserted island. Any regrets? anything you'd like to change about your list right now? I know you said tomorrow that
I was debating between that and the Beastie Boys. So. All right.
Which Beastie Boys song?
Well, there was a debate there too.
All right, so the Beastie Boys,
Brass Monkeys was pretty high up.
All right, they maybe tomorrow they would make it if we did this show tomorrow. Well, Tracy, I see a boat on the horizon, you don't want to leave the island. All right. Well, for now you're rescued, but just think, when you're back on the mainland, you have all your songs
and more.
So thank you for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
And you're going to be rescued, and we are, like I said, I don't know when this will happen, because Ken, who does this, who's the other host of the show, he puts the show up on the website, mm-hmm. along with your recipe, your 10 songs. And I don't know when that'll be done, but it will be done certainly by Monday, I think. So you can have your friends and family listen, and it'll be there forever for your grandkids and...
That's kind of scary.
Or for tomorrow, not tomorrow, but next week, when you think, oh, I've got 10 completely different songs, you can listen back and reminisce.
True. That'd be great.
All right. So thank you. And you're listening to Ear Bones here on Raven Radio.